All right, guys, here we are, our last break of the day on this hump day Wednesday.
Hold up.
It's been a day.
Guess what day it is?
Hold up. Yeah. Wait a minute. Let me get something right.
What?
I've been here for 3 damn days and nobody said, whoa, whoa.
We didn't want to bring it to your attention, though. We didn't want to do that.
Oh, my goodness. And in a row, too. That's the, oh, my God.
You're stupid.
What is wrong with me?
We love having you here, Jay.
Yes, please.
What is wrong with you? Here's a question, guys. What is wrong with everyone, okay? Especially everyone that's having these meltdowns on these airplanes. Have you guys seen all of the stuff that's been going on these airplanes? We need our air marshals back.
They
that's
really
what we
do.
Need,
yes.
First of all.
Yes.
First of all, we need
what happened?
That. Okay, it was a viral video. It's this drunk guy coming on the plane just screaming. This is Frontier Airlines screaming on the plane that his parents, get this, are worth $2 million. Mm-hmm. All right? He also touched a flight attendant's breasts. Mm-hmm. He also punched a flight attendant.
Wow.
This was the most recent one, Tommy. Mm-hmm. However, Frontier Airlines flight attendants don't play. They duct tape his behind to the flight, to the seat.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, to his seat.
There's so many
that's
good
what
things
I'm talking about.
In that story.
They duct tape his behind. But you gotta really think, why does a plane have duct tape? Do they
in
really
the first
need
place.
I don't know, but I'm gonna start packing it now, just in case I need it.
Your carry-on.
Take somebody to the chair.
Yeah.
Seat, man.
Is this for the wing or a wheel or something like that? I don't know. Why do you just have duct tape?
So, Jay, if you get on the plane and you see duct tape on the wing, get your butt off the plane.
Yes.
Get off the plane.
Yeah, and he was touching the flight attendant. The flight attendant said, "Don't touch me." He did it again. Then another flight attendant came. He punched him, and that was it. It was over after that.
When he punched
what airlines was it?
Frontier
Airlines.
I bet they was going to Alaska.
Yes.
I bet you they was going to Alaska.
Oh, well, he's on
the
fly list.
That was a brother, too, that he punched, right?
Yeah, he's on the fly list. He won't be able to fly no more.
Well, he's watching it.
These flight attendants are all on. They're all on paid leave now, pending an investigation.
Man.
So there you go.
And they taped his mouth.
Yes.
They had to. He was screaming.
He was drunk too.
Yeah, they taped his mouth. Yeah.
He was lit.
Yes, he was.
And just like yesterday, he has become a member of that time, which is in the UK.
Say it, Jay. Say it. What is it going to be with his family?
Man, you remember that time you was on the plane acting a damn fool and they
I will never live that down.
That was a creative way to use duct tape, though, Jay.
Yeah,
that was a real creative way.
It's the most. It's the number one. It's the most popular tape of all. Duct tape. You see it everywhere. You see it on fenders. You see it on hats. You see it on bras. You see everywhere. I'm just sharing what I've seen. Okay.
But apparently it works, though, because
they taped
the dude's mouth and everything on the
plane. It's some strong tape. It is a strong tape, man.
You got to really know how to breathe out your nose, though. When you get that mouth closed up, you're going to really know what it takes to breathe out your nose, partner.
Yes, sir. I hope when everybody got off the plane, they let the luggage hit his ass in the head. You know how when you do?
Everybody coming down the aisle.
Everybody coming down the aisle. Blip. Blip.
Idiot.
He was the last one to get off the plane. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You think
he was the first?
Oh yeah. Do you think he was sober by then?
Oh yeah, he sobered up.
Oh,
yeah.
Sobered up. Well,
being duct tape will sober you up right away. Yeah.
No. The first lick from the brother that was working on the plane. That lick right there will sober your behind up immediately.
No, Tommy. The first time you hear that tape, that shh. And when you hear the shh, you're like, what's that for? Oh, you'll see.
So we did learn that airlines carry duct tape.
They do have duct tape.
And so does Tommy at this point. Yes.
And then, take you to duct tape. Yeah.
And what's going on with Spirit
it's
Airlines?
The seating. The seats are two people are too clustered in together. The seats are too close together. Uh-huh. Least little thing sets people off. They already get on the plane edged out. You mean they got that going, you know? It's too tight.
Wait a minute. He was drunk and he was bragging about how much money his parents had, $2 million and all this and all that. Yeah. So, whatever. But what's going on with Spirit Airlines, guys? They grounded a whole bunch of flights.
Have you ever been on Spirit?
You ever been on Spirit?
No.
Never been on Spirit.
You have no spirit by the time you get on the plane.
You lose all your spirit.
No spirit. It kills your spirit.
And I understand people fly Spirit because they have to fly a cheap way, but you're at the mercy of this airline, and they don't give a damn. They could care less, man. They don't, no.
I'd rather take
it. It sounds so nice on the commercials, on the TV commercials.
I'd rather take a Greyhound than Spirit. I'm sorry. I just put me on the bus, man. I just get on the bus. I'm sorry.
Wow. So is it because I heard one story said the employees were on strike, but they didn't tell anybody that. I don't know what happened with all the delays and the canceled flights.
On their website, it says operational challenge.
In 900 flights, areas. I think you're right. It's a strike, and they don't want to say it. They don't want to say what it is.
No organization, no one was saying what was going on, telling anybody what was happening.
Upset There's no passengers.
Spirit. Yeah, they have no spirit. Because they name Spirit, they don't have any, right?
Yeah. There's a rumor of a pilot strike, but they're saying that's 100% false. So, wow.
Nobody there to fly the plane.
Calm down, people.
On the plane. Oh. Sit down.
Yeah.
Sit down if I put this duct tape on your ass.
All right, Jay, take us out.
All right, everybody. We'll see you tomorrow. Watch out there now.
For all Steve Harvey contests, no purchase necessary, void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit SteveHarveyFM.com.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.